happening in the industry.
Mark Stanford won't release financial records. Unbelievable, huh? GM down 33% from a year ago. The man famous for a streetcar named Desire and on the waterfront, plus the streets of San Francisco, Carl Malden, dead at the age of 97. What a long, long life and what a storied career. He had some great roles. We'll talk about that. Plus, a U.S. Airways flight has to stop midway from Charlotte to Los Angeles because a man decided to get naked. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, thrilled as always to be the captain of this ship. We'll talk, as I said, about the governor of South Carolina. More Republicans calling for him to resign as he cannot shut up about the women he fantasized about or the women that he wanted or the woman who was his soulmate in Argentina. In the meantime, we start with sports each and every Wednesday. Big day at Wimbledon as you have Andy Roddick in a five-set dramatic match. Oh, I'm loving tennis, too, against the Aussie Leighton Hewitt. Five sets, as I mentioned. What a battle it was, but he's triumphant in the end, so he gets into the semifinals. This is huge because we have an American fellow finally making an appearance a little bit deeper once again into that famous, famous British, obviously, tournament, one of the majors. So easy ticket. Mike jumps on board now. And, boy, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the NBA and even the NFL. We're getting ready for the training camps. And, of course, baseball, we're in the thick of it. And we have concerts, too. Easy ticket, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, man. Could not be better. The NBA. It's funny because it's interesting. There's lots of movement happening. And you sent a note to me, and you were talking about it in your note. What do you think would be interesting to the listeners nationally? You mentioned former Chicago Bulls Ben Gordon and also the Milwaukee Bucks. Big move for them as they end up in a deal with the Pistons. I think that's big for Detroit, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Detroit, they got in the playoffs this last year, and I think with a little bit more help, they would have moved a little bit faster, a little bit further up the ranks. They've been an awesome team, you know, over the years. They're always, you know, strong, but I think this is going to make them even stronger and some contenders here the next few years.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you have Ben Gordon and you have Charlie Villanueva, too. Also, they're the two players for the Pistons. What about the Dallas Mavericks, as one of our affiliates is KVCE in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, Mark Cuban, he took off in his private jet and went up to visit with Jason Kidd. He's trying to reel him in. I hear they're close to a three-year deal with him to be a permanent fixture here rather than just 1 year. But, you know, Kidd, he's got a being a with the Knicks there for a few years, he's, the Nets, the Knicks are trying to bring him in, but I think they're a little bit limited right now with the salary cap because, you know, what I hear, they're going to try to get LeBron James when he goes to be a free agent here in a few years.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's going to be a big tug of war for LeBron James. Will he leave his hometown of Cleveland? And the Knicks have been salivating for a very long time about LeBron. Hey, in the NFL, of course, there's no question football rules in this country. Training camps actually start because here we are in the very beginning of July, and that's what that signifies. So we'll be getting closer and closer to football. And I lived in Vegas for a short while and did a syndicated sports show. And why that would be interesting to the listeners is just that what would happen is people, even if they didn't know football, you'd have all these people coming from Iowa, Illinois, Connecticut, Florida, all over the place. And they would plunk down a couple of bucks on future bets for whatever their favorite team was because the preseason odds come out as they're like 50-1 or 100-1 or, you know, the layup ones that are, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2-1 or whatever it might be. So that's always a very, very fun time. And I know you like this part of the season, too, because it's about speculating and you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I think Cowboys, I think they're going to go further this year than people expect them to. But if I were, you know, if I were in Vegas and plopping down some money right now, I'd say it's going to be Pittsburgh and the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with you. That would be it would be fair to wager, I think, on those two teams, absolutely, for sure. In baseball, it's starting to heat up, and that makes sense because, you know, when you talk about having the All-Star break and then you're on the flip side of it and you get closer and closer to the Fall Classic, I mean, you see the same teams are there, like the Dodgers. We've been talking about the Dodgers all season long, and it's still the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, they beat the Rockies tonight 1-0. But the Dodgers, you know, they've got a record of 50-29, which is the best in all of baseball. They're in a weak division, but they're the strongest ones. You know, they've got to play everybody, you know, sometime in the season. So I know they came in here and whooped up on the Rangers. As a matter of fact, the Rangers, they got knocked out of their division lead here recently, but they took the Rangers took a series against the Angels. The Angels were in Texas. They had a tug of war tonight in the eighth and ninth inning. The Angels, they came back and they hit a three run Juan Rivera. Mm-hmm. He got a two out three run homer in the top of the ninth, but Hank Blaylock, he came back and hit a two-out.
I saw that.
Two-run homer in the to win it. So the Rangers ended up taking two out of three from the Angels, and they're a half a game back behind the Angels right now.
So. Now, all I know is, Mike, I was watching my Phillies. They got slammed by the Braves 11-1. It was like one of those games where you say, okay, the Braves have this one. It's not even a close contest. Forget about it. But it's getting exciting this season. Hey, we're almost out of time. How about concert tickets wise? Because, of course, everybody can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com, and you've got 80,000 events nationwide and, of course, concerts, too. Anything new on the concert horizon?
Well, there's a lot of country western singers out on concert, and they seem to go out in the summertime. I know Taylor Swift, she's got a big tour going right now, and she's a big country western, got a ton of fans for her. Toby Keith, he's out on tour. Brad Paisley's out. The Jonas Brothers, they started their tour here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the new Cowboy Stadium, but they're on tour right now. Clapton, he was in here a couple weeks ago, but Stevie Winwood are out on the West Coast right now, but Pink, she's going on tour this fall. She's coming here to Dallas, going down to Houston, but going all over the country. So there's a whole lot of, you know, no matter what you're looking for, there's probably somebody to sing it, and we've got tickets for all that.
Yeah, tickets all over the country because, again, and this is a nationwide show. So if you're listening and you're listening to us in Connecticut, you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
All right, you too. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's the latest in Iran and trying to dissect where we go from here. Hang with us. That's, again, up on the docket on ATN.
That's quite impressive.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, I said it on my Facebook, Go Green. All the people and the protest, the silent protest, and of course, unfortunately, the violence that ensued in Iran. But power to the people as they are trying so hard to force a change. And you know I'm no fan of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and though the leaders are saying the case is closed, I think the opposition movement in Iran is far from over, and I'll be very curious as to ultimately where we go from here. So thrilled about our next guest here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Ali Reza Manshari is a guy who developed Iran Voices, and it's a Facebook app, and the idea is getting that flow of information going. We've been talking about the online dialogue and just how huge it's been, and certainly to this show, obviously. And he knows this subject well. When he graduated from school, he worked in his father's textile business, as the story goes, and I'll let him tell you that story in a second, but knows certainly of Tehran and his family, etc., and the dealings in Iran. And he is the founder and CEO of MetroStar also, which uses technology to promote what they call soft diplomacy. I like that term. That is definitely aimed toward reaching the Middle East, the Persian Gulf, and the Arab youth. Isn't that fascinating? Hey, Ali, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We know it's late for you. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Kate.
First of all, let's talk about your family background. I just kind of wanted to give a little bit of that so people understood where you're coming from. So you certainly know the politics there, and you know the media, and you know a lot about Tehran and a lot about Iran as well. What are you seeing now with this movement? Is it anything that you've seen before?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. My parents moved here after the first revolution. In 79, and decided to move back when my grandfather passed away in the early 90s. So 91, we moved back, and I actually finished up high school in Tehran and ended up working a couple years there. So I got firsthand experience in terms of, you know, the social and economic realities as a teenager living in Tehran. And eventually for college and, you know, continuing my education, definitely America was the place I wanted to be. So I was fortunate enough to come back, and ever since then been back here in the U.S. And just watching what's going on the ground there, I could relate to our Thursday nights. In Tehran, it's funny, Kate, Fridays are your weekend. So Thursday night is like our Friday nights here. Mm. And you'd go out and you definitely will meet some of the thugs that are out in the streets, you know, kind of shutting down the protester. But that was like our Thursday nights for us as teenagers.
Yeah. And as teenagers, I mean, this is the thing that everybody's trying to get a handle on. I know a lot of people from Iran as well that just have similar stories to yours, where they grew up there and then moved to the United States, and they have incredible memories and memories of growing up and wonderful stories about the bazaar and very interesting culture things, I think, that I've found fascinating. But the Americans are trying to grasp, when you look at the Middle East and you talk about what's going on in the Middle East, what is it like with Ahmadinejad? Is it kind of oppressive for the people, or what is it like?
Well, Iran is a very diverse country. And, you know, you see pictures from Tehran and some of the other major cities and, you know, people wanting more freedom, and they want to speak out on, you know, in their social realities. But, you know, there's also the religious aspects of Iran. So I think as Americans, we need to better understand that, you know, if we're going to deal with Iran, we have to come to an understanding that it is a diverse land of people and ethnicities. You know, Persians is just one ethnicity. There's multiple mm-hmm. ethnicities in Iran.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We have to really understand that before I think we could really engage Iran as a nation in terms of understanding what they exactly want to do. Because it seems at times it's a very confused nation at times.
Mm-hmm. And you heard me when I was going to talk about that. I think, and I really meant this, I said, you know, power to the people, that this, I don't believe that this movement, from what I've talked to other people about, that this movement is completely over, that a lot of these kids are willing to risk it. They're willing to try to figure out ways to form other kind of protests, even if it has to take some other kind of form. Do you get that same sense?
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to some friends back home still, and some of the stories they were telling me in terms of how incredibly organized it was in the beginning, but they took the biggest tool in terms of technology of how people would organize. Pre-election, there was a human chain. There's this longest street. It's actually one of the longest streets in the world, is Valias Avenue. It goes all the way from northern Tehran all the way to the southern Tehran. And the Iranian people were able to coordinate a human chain 11 miles long, holding hands down this street. And it was coordinated by SMS. So they used short messaging to coordinate, and this is the beginning of the Green Movement, that, you know, come out, let's hold hand in terms of showing unity of what we want, and let's make the longest chain we can, and it was used SMS. Interesting enough, on June 12th, right during the elections, the Iranian telecom, the Ministry of Communication, shut down the SMS for the entire country.
Oh, yeah,
so
and of course we
so
saw what happened.
They take those tools away from people.
Yeah, and we saw what happened. Now, tell us about Iran Voices, what you started. Tell us how that's working.
Yeah, so it was, you know, as you mentioned, MetroStar Systems, where we're in the business of new media. We built the first mobile game for public diplomacy for the State Department. We did the first online video challenge for the Undersecretary of Public Diplomacy for Education and Cultural Affairs. So we've done really some neat projects outside of the box in terms of public diplomacy 2.0. We came together as a group, and this was more of an internal project than anything else. And we said, you know, the Iranian election is coming up. This is going to be a different election. Let's try to survey. Let's be able to listen to the people, but also be able to bring a tool that we felt that it was really the Twitter revolution really started in April of this year in Moldova. where the people in Moldova actually went against the votes, and it was the first Twitter revolution in terms of people coordinating the riots through Twitter. And we said, you know what, this could possibly happen with Iran. And it was incredible, because on Saturday that we go live, that evening, the Iranian Ministry of Communication shuts down Facebook. Mm-hmm. By Tuesday, it was up and running, and we were really happy about this, because it became another application, because we use Facebook as an area where people use to create spontaneous communities. You know, there's not much identity you can hide in Facebook.
Right.
But on Twitter, you could really hide your identity really well.
Yes,
you change your time zone. Your username is really easily created. It could be anonymous. And we brought these two technologies in together and made a hybrid application in Facebook, where we were able to survey and see all the people tweeting, and also we could do surveys to see exactly where the people were weighing their results on. So it was really cool sitting there as an intuitive decision tool to see how the election was going pre-election to the post-election.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And how many people do you think went and checked out the site and went and got involved in Iran Voices?
Yeah, it's interesting. We had the highest activity that we had was about 2,000 really active unique users, and this was on a daily to a monthly basis, and we've kept up pretty much a loyal audience of about 1,000 individuals that really use the tool.
Wow. Boy, that's just absolutely terrific. Hey, Ali, we're almost out of time, but do you think the U.S. is doing enough to help those folks over there?
You know, I kind of have to agree with the approach that the U.S. has had. It's just, I think for us, it's been really trying to learn the lay of the land over there and see who really the decision makers are.
Mm.
And it's kind of like playing poker right now. And Iran has really had a good poker face. We haven't figured out who really these key decision makers are. Is the president really in power? Who's in power? Is it really the military that runs it? How does the Ayatollah fit into this? And I think we're learning a lot. So I think in time you'll see a different stance, but eventually the learning, you're going to have to execute something from the learning.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Ali, you were a terrific guest. Can we have you back on again?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right. Thank you very much, Ali Malshari. Check that out. Iran Voices Facebook. Wow, what a tool that's become. More on the flip side.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Yes, here in America Tonight, we're going to recap those big top headlines and hit you with news you can't abuse. You're going to like this one. Did you know that a lot of new laws are going into effect today around the country? I mean, kind of quirky little things. Like in Oklahoma, there's a ban on tattooing eyeballs. You cannot, or you get fined. Cannot tattoo the eyeball on any body part. In Utah, you don't actually have to join a bar to enter one. The state's getting rid of its law allowing only private bars, but bars will have to electronically scan the ID card of anyone who seems younger than 35 and store the information. Because that was the thing, you had to join a bar to get a drink to be in the club, if you know what I mean. Florida smokers have to pay an additional, rather, $1 tax on a pack of cigarettes. Woo! That's pretty high. Also, felony suspects in Florida will have to provide DNA samples even if they're not convicted. That's controversial. Connecticut is now the 16th state to adopt the Silver Alert system to help find missing adults with dementia and other impairments. So that's a good thing. It's kind of modeled after the Amber Alert for missing kids. Tennessee drivers who get caught reading or sending cell phone text messages while behind the wheel get fined $50. That's a good thing. Because lately we keep seeing all these stories about people texting, including the Texas player that we mentioned, the football player earlier in the week, who was reading a text, who slammed into an apartment complex and caused almost $9,000 worth of damage. Hello. Other things making news in the abusive kind of way. In Montreal, you've heard of a moving van. A van, right? How about a moving bicycle? Check this out. A Montreal man hitches everything from toasters to refrigerators to his bike, hauls them across town. He says his company will tow just about anything that can be stacked on his bike trailer, anything except for pianos, of course. At one job, I guess he loaded a mattress, a stove, a fridge, and more onto the flatbeds. He used to work for a company that used vans, but he says he's always been a cyclist, and cared about the environment, so it was natural to combine the two. Ah, see, just like R. Donovan doing the bike thing. But hauling all that, ooh, that'd have to be pretty heavy. If you are a fan of The Little Mermaid and you wanted to see it on Broadway, too late unless you get there by August 30th. It will run, it will have a run for 20 months and 685 performances, I guess it will have run. So it was on Broadway for a good chunk of time. The producer says a national tour is planned for fall of next year, and then there's going to be an overseas deal. A lot of little girls into The Little Mermaid. If they did a national tour, I'm sure that they would be able to fill the seats wherever they went. Kalamazoo, Michigan. We know we have listeners there. This one's for you. A Western Michigan University student is in trouble again. He does these weird, quirky things. William Bradley has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for stealing a computer at the Kalamazoo County Jail. He was already serving time for a different case. So the paper in town, the Kalamazoo Gazette, quotes a judge as telling the Michigan resident that stealing from jail was the dumbest crime he ever heard of. He said it might even be in the top half dozen he heard it in his career. Bradley has racked up 6 felonies, 4 misdemeanors by the age of 25. He agreed with the judge, saying he's not the best criminal. How does he steal it in jail? I don't get that. And that, why do they consider that stealing? What did he do, put it under his prison garb? I mean, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. But he is dumb, obviously. No question about it. I would absolutely agree with the judge on that one. All right, some news that kind of went under the wire but is worth mentioning, I think. Things that we've already talked about, obviously Honduras, Iran on the show we just talked about and we have talked about. Some of the other big news, the ferry crash in New York, sad. It was like it didn't have brakes. It just slammed into the pier. One person was seriously injured. And then you had, 10 to 11 other people that had bumps and bruises and that kind of thing. It's lucky it wasn't worse. There's close to 800 people on that ferry. It was at rush hour, the Staten Island ferry going across, and it lost power and no brakes. So what happens when you have no brakes? Well, the answer to that is you just ram into the pier. You know what? Sometimes on this show, you have to remind us of, I have to remind myself, rather, of what direction I'm going in, because we do go all over the place, and I do say that this is the show for those who have ADD, which basically every single one of us has at least a little bit of ADD. And I talked about doing a mail segment, and I didn't jump to the mail segment. So I'm going to head to the mailbag, and I thank everybody who sends me these emails, and I promise we'll try to get to every single one that we can. Here's one from Jill. Jill says, hey, Kate, I'm a new listener to the show. I like what you have to offer night in and night out. I agree with you on Obama. It just seems like he's talking out of two sides of his mouth. I'm a Democrat, and I'm sorely disappointed. I know it's early in the game, but so far, a lot of talk, no action. Here's one from Jeff. Jeff says, Kate, I heard you talking a lot in the past week about the situation in Iran. And you always say the phrase, power to the people. I agree with you. It's great to see that there is, as you often say, power in numbers, and we can see it in Iran. Even if they don't see a change in their government now, it could come down the line. Here's one from Dennis McMahon. Dennis, I said this before, he's just such a smart guy. He emails us on all kinds of different things. And this is just a little funny thing he said. Are the Jackson obsequies a tribute to the man or an overplayed commercial enterprise? And is the media a willing participant in a cash cow? Such a great question, because now they're talking about the Jackson's music is hitting all the charts and that he's going to be worth more in his death and that they found a vault full of brand new music that's never been released, so they're going to release that. And the answer is yes, the media is a willing participant in this whole situation, because it's like I mentioned with Larry King, it's 24 hours on Michael Jackson. But you know what? They have to get ratings. And so people are intrigued with the whole Jackson deal, and the network is just catering to that to make money on it and to those those ratings. But in the meantime, what does it mean for the estate, et cetera? Well, it does mean a lot of money, absolutely. No question about it. Here's one from the Big A. Big A says, Kate, I love it when you do sports, but you don't do it every night. I think you should do a little bit of a slot of sports at least once a night. And I love it when you roll out the dungeon. I laugh every single time. I am dying for somebody to accept the key, get out of the dungeon, and come on the show with you. Yeah, that's not going to happen very often. When I throw, like, Nancy Pelosi, doubtful that she's going to accept the key. When I throw people like Nancy in, that's not going to happen. Or some of the obvious ones like Governor Sanford, that, hey, that's a layup to push him in the dungeon for the crazy nonsense that's been happening now with the constant conversation about different women and all that other sort of stuff. Here's one from Big Brad. I like how people put little adjectives in front of their names. Big Brad. All right, Big Brad says, Kate, really love the show. You were talking about North Korea. Isn't it funny how North Korea has really bagged off everything? You mentioned in your last show the fact that the ship turned away because one of our destroyers was shadowing it, and it really makes you wonder what was on that ship. It also makes you wonder, really, what Kim Jong-il is made of. Yeah, good point, because there were all these threats. Ooh, we're going to have another test, and then Robert Gates says, you know, our Secretary of Defense, well, we're going to send ships to Hawaii, even though their missiles can't reach it. And then there was all this posturing about the United States better not intercept one of our ships. And if they do, then that is an act of war and whatever. And, of course, now they've turned around. So I would call that a standoff. I don't think it's the last we've heard of North Korea, but suddenly it's been quelled. And when I say it's been quelled, the mouth of Kim Jong-il or the regime, because who knows? You know, he's pretty ill right now, and they're talking about who's going to succeed him, one of his two sons, and there's more conversation about that than anything else. Here's one from Joshua. Joshua says, hello, America, tonight. I listen to you almost every night until I fall asleep. I hate it when I miss birthdays, and I hate it when I miss this day in history. I like birthdays because I have caught it just a few times, and I think it's pretty funny. Lately, you've been saying, oh, I promise you're probably going to know maybe four or five names, and I think it's clever because I realize that most people don't recognize any of the names on your birthday lists. All right, so some of them are obscure. That was my point in making that reference as to how many, I'm glad you picked it up, as to how many people would actually recognize some of the names on the list. And, of course, there's just people that are uber famous and you know them or their name. And then there's all those character actors or singers for bands you like, but you don't really know too much about the guys in the band. Of course, that's more a woman thing than a guy thing. I always stand by this. Men, I don't know what it is. It's just not in all cases, but it seems that men know more about music than women. Women like music, listen to music, go and get music, all that sort of stuff. But men can tell you certain lyrics. They can tell you when a CD came out, what version of what live album, absolutely. And for women, I don't find that that's so much a common denominator. Of course, now with these 20-something young girls and the iPod and everything, it could be a little bit different if they're listening to cuts off the CDs over and over again. They might be able to tell you more about the lyrics and when a certain song came out, but I think that's really a guy thing. On the flip side, we got those birthdays and this day in history, and plus some more headlines. Hang with us.
Turns out I don't have as many thoughts as you think.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here are your top fat headlines across the country as we get into stretch drive here. Michael Jackson. I didn't talk about it too much on this show, but Michael Jackson's will now, did he have a will? Didn't he have a will? All this other kind of stuff. And this is the strangest part about the will. In his will, of course, his father is cut out, which he mentions in later interviews that his father was abusive toward him. So I don't think that's necessarily a surprise, but what a wackadoodle. Sorry, I got to be honest with this Joe Jackson, immediately talking about all the money that's going to be made from Michael's music, you know, moving forward, all this sort of stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? And the strangest thing, too, if his mother wasn't available for his kids, do you know who he put in his will to get the custody of his kids? Yeah, that would be Diana Ross. Mm-hmm. That's right, the Lady Diva getting the three Michael Jackson kids. However, Catherine Jackson is taking the kids for now. Nothing else glaring came out of the will, except for that there's more answers than, I mean, there's more questions than answers on the will. We move from Michael Jackson to the Staten Island Ferry. I talked about that. The crash created several injuries, obviously. There were 800 people on board. I mentioned that, and it's lucky that it wasn't more of a disaster. People could have fallen overboard, etc., because it was going full speed ahead, slamming into the pier. At 97, an Oscar winner, Carl Malden, died. He was in a movie, Streetcar, easy for me to say, called Desire, and he was on the waterfront. He was in the movie On the Waterfront, played a great role in that. And, of course, Streets of San Francisco, American Express, pretty well-known actor. In the meantime, a couple of other things have happened, including on the world stage, the fact that Honduras is now apparently a mess, too, because the ousted leader is delaying his return. There's a lot of conversation about what should happen in Honduras as far as what world leaders are saying, more the UN, the United States, etc. And in the meantime, now people are protesting in the streets on both sides of this thing. And here's a big one, too. The U.S. with a major operation in Afghanistan. They're trying to attack those opium fields. And if you look at opium, apparently 90% of that opium supplies the world with the ingredients for heroin. And the Taliban, I'm sure, in those rich opium fields, they don't want to let go. And now that the United States is beefing up the troop level there, it's going to become a lot tougher. This is now absolutely hands down. This is the battleground. Today in history, it is July 2nd. There are 182 days left in the year. If we went back to 1776, the Continental Congress passed a resolution saying that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, the language of the day. In 1926, the United States Army Air Corps was created. In 1937, fascinating to me, aviator Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first round-the-world flight along the equator. What happened? What happened? Amelia Earhart is in a little cameo, funny Amy Adams cameo. Actually, more than a cameo, is a big role in Night at the Museum Part 2. In 1961, author Ernest Hemingway shot himself to death, sadly, at his home in Ketchum, Idaho. 1964, President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed into law a sweeping civil rights bill that was passed by Congress. In 1979, the Susan B. Anthony dollar coin was released to the public. And, you know, the Susan B. Anthony dollar didn't really take off. In Philadelphia, where I'm from, they have a thing called the speed line. And when you would change your dollars, you'd put your dollars to get the change for your ticket, they would spit out Susan B. Anthony dollars. So they used those dollars there, but it didn't take off really in the United States. In 1996, electricity and phone service were knocked out for millions of customers from Canada to the Southwest after power lines throughout the West failed on a record hot day. Raise your hand. Oh, that's right. This is radio. If you remember that. 5 years ago, Elijah Brown, 21 years old, described by police as a disgruntled employee, sadly went on a shooting rampage inside a meatpacking plant in Kansas City. By the end of it, he had killed five of his coworkers before taking his own life. 1 year ago, Colombian military spies tricked leftist rebels into freeing 15 hostages, ex-presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt, three U.S. military contractors, that was huge, and 11 Colombian policemen and soldiers were all freed as a result. I can't believe that that has actually been a year. Oh, it is time for those birthdays. And, yes, of course, we have a long list, as always. I'm going to say, looking at my list, that most of you listening to me right now with eyes wide open, right? None of you are falling asleep, I hope. I'm going to say you're going to recognize six of the names on this list, at least, probably more. When I say shoes and I say first ladies, who do you think of? What a layup. Imelda Marcos, the former Philippine first lady, is 80 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, former White House Chief of Staff John Sununu is 70 years old. All right, I guarantee you're going to know this name. He's in a movie that's out right now. He was the creator of Seinfeld. I'm getting warmer for most of you, right? If you get HBO, you might watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Writer, director, comedian Larry David is 62. Yeah, 62 years old. How about that? Lucy Baines Johnson, of course, the daughter of President Lyndon Baines Johnson, is 62 years old. Known for raising a lot of money and being very involved in her father's library as well. Here's one you might not recognize. From Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, rock musician Roy Bittan is 60 years old. Now, if you're a big Bruce fan, you know things like that. But if you're not and you just know him, you don't know all the other folks attached to him, especially now. Actress model Jerry Hall is 53 years old. Okay, who was Jerry Hall at one point married to in her life? If you were thinking Mick Jagger, the King of the Stones, you'd be correct. Pat yourself on the back. So, again, 53 for Jerry Hall. Another birthday that you might recognize, boy, she has a beautiful voice. Singer Michelle Branch is 26 years old. She's been on a ton of morning shows, so if you watch any of the morning shows, you've seen her. She's been on a lot of, like, Leno and all those guys, too, as well. But she just has a really, really pretty voice. Baseball player Sean Casey, Casey of the Bat, is 35 years old. From casting Crowns, contemporary Christian musician Melody DeVivo is 33 years old. I actually watched him win a race in Texas at the Texas Motor Speedway, an IRL race. Race car driver Sam Hornish Jr. is 30 years old. Actress Lindsay Lohan. Now, come on. You know who Lindsay Lohan is, right? I mean, haven't you seen her mother all over the tube? Dina Lohan. Haven't you seen Tracy Ullman imitating her mother? Regardless, Lindsay Lohan, unfortunately, was really cute as a kid and now is one of those problem actresses. Problem in the sense that she's, like, always in the tabloids for crazy things. So, 23 years old for Lindsay Lohan. Actress-singer Ashley Tisdale is 24. Again, you would know her from television, from the pop world, I guess would be a good description. Figure skater Johnny Weir is 25 years old. I know you know who Johnny Weir is. Come on, you know. If you like the Olympics, yeah, you'll know who Johnny Weir is, right? Actress Yancy Butler is 39 years old. And I think that just about does it for my list. One more. Actor Jimmy McNichol is 48 years old. Going to leave you with this thought. The instinctive feeling of a great people is often wiser than its wisest men. Think about it.
I'm dying in your bed many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!